Esto es Kevin K. de Carbondale. Radio al acceso de la comunidad de Cloud Springs, Carbondale, el área de Rainforest y sus alrededores. Estás escuchando el programa de empoderamiento juvenil de Andy Sanka.
Welcome back to the 20th anniversary celebration of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, live on KDNK. I'm Adele, the project coordinator of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Youth News Team and a graduate of AZYEP.
And I'm Laura. I have been a part of AZYEP for 7 years. You have just heard amazing stories and testimonials from AZYEP DJs, supporters of and alumni. Now we are going to turn over the mic to the current Andy Zanke Youth News Team and recent News Team graduates. The News Team is a group of six middle school students that meet once a week to learn about radio media, broadcasting, storytelling, and much more. We are very proud to be hosting the next couple hours of celebration.
Before we welcome Let Them Roar the band to the stage, I just want to say that I'm so incredibly proud to be a part of this organization. Listening to the past 3 hours of programming has reminded me why I love AZYEP so much, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you to everyone that makes this organization possible. Thank you to the radio supporters, and especially Beth Weisong and Anne-Marie Zanka. Okay, without further ado, we're here to welcome Let Them Roar to the stage. They are a local band with a beautiful sound and lots to share. We're super excited that they will be playing live for you over the next 2 hours. Throughout the performance, we'll be talking with the band about their influences and history, as well as the importance of music and how it connects people and community. Welcome Olivia, Sophia, Ashton, and Mateo of Let Them Roar. We can't wait to hear you play.
Before Let Them Roar plays their first song, we'd like to ask the band a few questions.
You guys have a really great band mission. Can you tell us a little bit about your mission statement and why it's important to you? Anybody?
Everybody else walked away from their microphone or got busy with their guitars, so I'll answer that question. Our mission is that we believe in the power of music to connect, to heal, and to inspire. And we are in the service to that power. So I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory, but I'll also, say that what it means to me is that I get to feel it every day. And I hope that everyone out there listening also is feeling that power of music.
Awesome.
How did the band form? Sorry.
Hi, this is Mateo. Thanks for asking that. I'd have to say the band is still forming. To get to this current point right now, it's been a fun and adventurous journey. Many moons ago, I got a call from Olivia. I recall it very specifically or vividly after a dream about some music that really woke me up. I won't go into that too much, but it's pretty much, hey, Mateo, from Olivia, you want to play some music? Yeah. So then Olivia and Bob Dylan and my friend Mike Spring came around music. We all came around the music of Bob Dylan. And Ashton, got introduced to Ashton through some Jazz Ashton programming and a mutual friend, Aaron Taylor. And we've been evolving ever since, from the days of Bob Dylan to
10 years later.
Yeah, the tunes we get to explore and play today.
What inspires you to play music and share your voice with the world?
One of you guys, has to be one of you guys.
It's fun. it's really fun, and it's really amazing to play for other people and to get the energy and synergy you get with an audience. There's this high that can happen where it's like beyond any of us as individuals. We're sort of riding a wave that is outside of ourselves. That's a big part of why I love playing music with Lethem Roar, performing music with Lethem Roar specifically.
I like music because it's kind of ever evolving. You're always learning something new. And the minute you think you've mastered it, there's always something more that you can strive to learn. And it's cool too, because it's kind of a lifelong pursuit. You can start playing a musical instrument when you're 70 years old, or you can start when you're just a little kid. And there's no boundaries to music. That's one of my favorite parts too. Like when you go to a musical performance, everybody is sharing the same experience, and it's people from different backgrounds, different ages. So I just love that. It's very universal.
Thank you for sharing a little bit about the band. I know we are all anxious waiting to hear you play. So next the band will be playing a few songs chosen by Olivia. Enjoy.
Thanks. This first one is on our new album we'll be releasing this winter. Break me open, you'll find moonless night. Deepest star where the stars can shine, moonless night. Cut from a bolt of velvet cloth, moonless night. Fluttering wings of a searching moth, moonless night. Thank you. Adventure keeping instruments in tune. I never used to have this adventure. Left that to other people. This next song was written for a young man in Aurora who was killed on his way home from the store by the Aurora Police Department. A year ago, this August. And I just learned his story this summer, when we were hearing a lot of stories like this, more stories than ever all at one time, it feels like. And it finally woke me up. Can someone give me a B?
Till it runs.
sky. There has still been no justice for Elijah McClain. If you're listening to this and you feel moved, please call Governor Polis or anybody in the Aurora government and let them know. Their number's all over the internet.
Hey, Lucas, can you turn on Mateo's acoustic guitar? Thank you.
Anybody not ready? No. No. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Thank you. Those are my picks. Thank you very much.
Those are Olivia's picks.
My picks.
For the banjo.
Yeah, all three. Wow.
Banjo picks.
Wow.
You just heard Let Them Roar live in the KDNK Broadcast Learning Center. The last few songs were chosen by Olivia, one of the members of the band. Now we're going to talk about her music choices and what inspires her. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Willow. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Thank you so much for sharing your music with us. Can you tell us about the songs you just played and why you chose them?
Yes. And you're Laura, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Correct.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
The songs I chose, I wrote Moonless Night. I wrote Elijah McClain, and La Llorona is just a really, really special song that I first heard Chavela Vargas sing actually in the movie Frida. And I've just, oh my, it just moved me so deeply. And I strive to get that spirit, and it feels so good. So I think I chose them because they feel, all those songs feel to me.
I love that movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical household?
No, not really. My mother made sure that we got to take music lessons if we wanted to. My sister and I both studied violin, and there was always music around, but it was mostly classical. Yeah, no, I sang just constantly, though.
And what is your favorite song that you've written, and what inspired you to write that song?
Oh, I think the favorite song is always the newest song. That's how it is with everything I do. I'm really enamored of things that are recent, and then I tend to forget about them. Yeah. You're a songwriter, Willow.
A bit.
Do you have a favorite song that you've written?
Oh man, it was probably the song that I wrote in that workshop with you guys.
Oh, that's summer. Awesome.
That was great, the only one news. I've ever finished. So, yeah.
Do you write songs, Laura?
No, I don't. No. I only play.
You play?
Uh-huh.
What do you play?
Oh God, trumpet, violin, wow. And the piano.
The best. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I love music. Music is just, it just plays a huge role in my life.
Yeah, good.
So, Olivia, what's your songwriting process, and how long does it usually take to write a song?
You know my songwriting process. No, I don't honestly think that I really have a songwriting process. There's a lot of I like words. I'm always looking for words that excite me and combinations of words that excite me. And sometimes songs happen immediately, and sometimes I labor over them for years. And we do too. We sometimes hit it really quick, and sometimes it takes years for a song to really find itself. What do you think? I want to know that from you too.
What do I think?
How long does it take? Process? How long? Yeah. What's your process?
What's my process?
Yeah.
Man, just kind of stare at a piece of paper and pray, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to invite you to move into Ashton's chosen songs.
Thanks,
to everyone listening to this live broadcast, we hope you enjoy.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you.
Under the snow, beneath the winter's moon, under the snow moon.
That song was called Snow Moon. The next one we're going to do is called Constellations. And both of those songs are going to appear on our upcoming EP that we're putting out at the end of the year.
Thank you.
We've got one more song from my little mini set, three song set, and that is High on a Mountaintop.
This song was a special memory from Mountain Fair this year, rolling down Oak Run on the flatbed truck. And this weather has been dismal. up here, folks. The hell is not that far. High on a mountain top. High on a mountain top.
Yay! Yay, you let them in. Yay, let them roar.
You've been listening to Let Them Roar, live from KDNK Hue Broadcast Learning Center. We just heard the band play a few songs inspired by band member Ashton.
Ashton, what can you tell us about the songs you just played and why you chose them?
The first two songs that I chose, the first one was called Snow Moon and the second was called Constellations. And those were both songs that I kind of started the writing process with. I wouldn't say I fully wrote those songs, but I started like the roots, branches, and buds of those songs. And then it developed into a full tree after the band added the lyrics and arrangement and everything like that. And then the last song was called High on a Mountaintop. And I just really like that song. It just makes me think of being outside here in Colorado and being in the mountains, and it's really happy and positive.
Yeah, okay.
Neat. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
I listened to a little bit of everything. When I was really young, my mom would play a lot of classical music, and she was really into musicals, like musical theater, so we would listen to that. And then as I got a little bit older, I was introduced to the Beatles. I remember being in like fourth grade and we had this Beatles greatest hits tape. So I would always listen to that. And then once I got into middle school, I had an older brother that was 2 years older than me. So he would buy CDs. That was back before Spotify. So he would have CDs and he would show me. It was like, you know, 90s alternative and that kind of thing. And then a little bit later, I got into like heavy metal, Metallica for a couple of years. But then once I got into high school, I got into like jazz and funk jam bands. And then once I got into college, it was like I started getting into electronica and hip hop and bluegrass and a little bit of everything. So I always had the good fortune to like be around people that were really into music. So they exposed me to good music too. Like when I was in college, I lived in the schoolhouse where everybody was really into music. So we'd trade music. It was really fun.
And that's the type of music you listen to now?
I listen to a little bit of everything. It's hard to say a specific genre. I like everything.
All right. How has COVID impacted your life and the band?
Well, you know, it's just been different. We were pretty busy. I was thinking back to about a year ago this time when we were like traveling every weekend, playing shows just about every weekend. So it's a little more slow pace, I guess, but we've still managed to stay pretty busy. We've been recording a little bit, doing overdubs, which means like one of us will go in and record our part. So, and we've found creative ways to still play. We actually played more than I thought we would this summer. We played a mountain fair on their mobile stage and we did a lot of outdoor events and stuff. So that was a lot of fun. How's it affected me personally? I mean, it's just, yeah, it's been a big adjustment for sure. But honestly, like those 2 months of where we were in total lockdown was actually like, I kind of enjoyed being able just to like play music a lot and practice and stuff. It was really fun.
Nice.
What first got you into playing music?
So I did piano lessons when I was a little kid, and then I tried percussion and trumpet and band. And then when I was 13, my friends were starting a band and they're like, we need a bass player. And I didn't really know much about the bass. So I was like, yeah, I'll try it out. So I got into that and I had a really good bass teacher, and I got involved with Jazz Aspen Snowmass when I was in high school. So that was a really cool way to be exposed to a lot of different performance situations and to meet other musicians, that kind of thing. So yeah, eventually I studied music in college, and yeah, I love it. It's really fun.
Nice. We'd like to thank Ashton and Olivia for sharing their musical selections.
Now we're going to take a break and throw it back on over to the KDNK studio. For set break music, we've chosen some of Andy's favorite artists and songs, like the Beatles, Jefferson Airplane, Simon and Garfunkel, the B-52s, and of course, Walk That Dinosaur by Was Not Was.
After a few songs, we will thank all the generous supporters who have contributed to our $20,000 campaign. Stay tuned.